thousands of kids around the country are taking part in the annual GAA Cool Camps. They've been hugely popular with generations of youngsters now. And the GAA is also running inclusive Cool Camps for children with additional needs. There are 40 GAA for All Cool Camps around the country, with plans for more next year. And our reporter Sally Ann Barrett reports from one of them at Pearce Stadium in Galway.
Hi, my name is Ava. I'm 8 years old, and my brother Noah, he's 9 years old. He's 10 years old.
And what do you think of the camp here in Galway City?
I love it. Noah, are you having a good time?
Yes.
What do you like about camp, Noah?
Football. I love it.
That's Ava and her brother Noah Madden, part of a group of 20 children taking part in Galway GAA's inclusive summer camp at Pearce Stadium this week. The camp is tailored for children with additional needs, providing one-to-one coaching in a range of sporting activities. For Noah and Ava Madden, it's a journey of almost an hour and a half each day from their home in Clifton to take part.
They're coming from all sides of the county. So we're running a second inclusion camp, the Mandos O'Hai in Athenry, in 2 weeks' time. So that's fully booked straight away as well.
County Head of Games for Galway GAA is Dennis Carr.
We would have felt there was a need to host inclusion camps in the county because some of the camps, the mainstream camps, may not be suitable for the children to attend. So it's probably the highlight of the summer for all our coaches and all the volunteer coaches. We're in our third year for inclusion camp, and since the very first time we ran it, it's been a huge success, and the feedback from the parents and the kids has been really, really positive.
One of those parents is Des Fahey from Currafin, whose 11-year-old son Mark is attending the camp.
Mark was diagnosed with autism about 5 years ago, and we have him in a wonderful unit out in Bonmore National School out past Clare Galway. So he loves his activities there in a sensory garden, a little bit of football, a little bit of cycling, but unfortunately there isn't really camps for kids with disabilities. You have different cool camps and other dance camps and stuff, but for kids with disabilities like Mark and ASD in particular, there isn't really much they can do. So when I saw the Cool Camp for All advertised last year, we came here and it was absolutely brilliant. We did the 3 days. We brought Jane, his older sister, with us as well to keep an eye on him. She's actually doing that right now. But yeah, it's wonderful because it's lovely and secure here in Pearce Stadium. We have a nice long pitch that he can wander around, and he can wander up and down the stands as well when he gets fed up of doing the bit of ball. But yeah, to have somewhere like this where it's secure, it's all active, in, I think everybody's is quite happy.
Who's winning? No, it has to stick. There we go, we got 50.
Volunteering as a coach at the camp for the first time this year is Cola Murphy, one of the founders of Killannon GAA for All.
So my own son Gavin is 15 now, and just as he was growing up, I suppose, kind of felt that maybe while his peers were amazing with him and everything in school, he just wasn't quite connecting with the community. About 3 years ago, we kind of felt we should set up something in the club for children who probably aren't able to participate with their teams in their age groups, something that wasn't competitive and just in a safe environment. So we kind of just did everything to their needs. We have about 15 children going down every Tuesday, and we do different games. It's all very much just fun.
Yourself and Gavin are here coaching and giving back your time to this camp. What's your sense of the impact it's having?
It's wonderful for the children, like the social aspect of it. It's great for them to make connections with other children. If they want to, some want to come down and just have a little bit of quiet time playing one-to-one with somebody, and that suits their needs. If they want to play a game, someone will be there to support them with that. So it's very much on what the child needs.
On the pitch, practicing hurling skills with Cola's son Gavin is none other than Liam Gordon, who last weekend refereed the All-Ireland hurling final between Cork and Tipperary. As a GAA coach in Galway, Liam believes these camps are about far more than just the game.
They're improving their skills, they're improving their hand-eye coordination from just throwing a ball 10 or 15 metres and swinging at a slither and hitting the ball like that. That's gold to see a child being able to do that.
This is a very different environment from where you were last Sunday when you were refereeing the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final. Big change of pace today.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Different environment coming into an empty stadium compared to 82 or 83,000 people in Croke Park last Sunday, which was an unbelievable event, an unbelievable incredible honour to be part of it. So, yeah, but still, look, this is what it's all about, coming back to having days like this.
In addition to these summer camps, the GAA All-Stars programme sees many local clubs across the country provide a GAA experience for children who may not be able to participate in typical team settings. And as the camp at Pier Stadium draws to a close...
Look at the ball. Well done. Go. Keep practising.
For parents such as Des Fahey and Cola Murphy, the chance for their children to be a part of the GAA community is priceless.
A lot of the kids with certain disabilities, and if they're a flight risk, their families can't really bring them away on holidays like other kids. So even to have, like, you know, 2 or 3 hours of a camp like this is fantastic.
It's just so important to kind of just be able to come down and just run around Pier Stadium like their heroes would do, and pretend to be the next Johnny Heaney and Matthew Tierney. It's just very much that, living out their little dreams and playing with their friends and just being like everybody else.
Living out their dreams. Parent and coach Cola Murphy from Killannon GAA Club in County Galway, ending Sally Ann Barrett's report.